Hello, welcome to Talking Europe, coming to you from the European Parliament in Brussels. The von der Leyen coalition is holding up, but it's looking increasingly fragile. Centrist, socialist and green members of that coalition are deeply troubled by what they see as an alignment between the Conservative EPP and the far right. And they say they want the EU Commission president to get a grip on the EPP. Now, the entire coalition did come together to see off a vote of no confidence in Ursula von der Leyen on July the 10th, but that support came at a price. Party group leaders insist their backing of the Commission chief is not unconditional, and they want to see a change in policy direction. That's exactly the line taken by my guest today. Valérie Ayer is the leader of the centrist Renew bloc here, and she's been a French MEP since 2019. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Let's start with some of the big international issues. Your group has strongly condemned the announced decision by the United States to impose new 30% tariffs on EU goods from the 1st of August. When do you think the EU should retaliate and how?
First of all, nobody has any interest in this trade war. Nobody. Neither the EU nor the US. And I hope that Donald Trump will fully understand it. So now I think the unity of Europe is absolutely key, and we should and we support the Commission's strategy. I think, of course, let's take the place and the political space for negotiation. But if at the 1st of August we don't have enough in the negotiation, don't be shy. We are a power, we have a huge market that is interesting for the US companies, and we should have these countermeasures to convey the message to Donald Trump that we will not be fooled.
So do you think the EU anti-coercion instrument should be more prominently brandished at this stage then, so that Trump feels maybe some sort of pressure?
Absolutely. He should know we have tools. We negotiated in the previous term. He should know that we are ready to use all the tools, all the options. Of course, we want to negotiate, but we have this anti-coercion instrument, and we have room for manoeuvre also to put pressure on him.
How do you read Donald Trump overall? Because, of course, there were these negotiations on trade going on for a long time. The EU was hoping for a solution. Suddenly gets this letter saying 30% tariffs. And also on Ukraine, he's all over the place. Now he's made some sort of shift on military aid. Who knows how long that will last. But what's your read on Trump?
With Trump, we never know. What I'm sure is that we should be stronger together. So it means to reinforce our support to Ukraine, to make progress on our defense with this European leg within NATO, and to be stronger from a competitiveness issue, and to convey the message to Donald Trump that he has to deal with us too. And otherwise, we will have strong countermeasures, but we also have new partnerships around Europe.
Yeah. A quick question also related to Ukraine. President Macron says that France's defence budget should rise by 3.5 billion euros in 2026 and then another 3 billion in 2027. But France is already paying back 67 billion euros this year on its national debt. Is it realistic then to spend this kind of money on defence?
We don't have any other choice. We know with the threat we have, the Russian threat, but all around the world we are under threat with cyber attack, disinformation. We have to push for more investment at the national but also at the European level. And President Macron had also a very pro-European stance when he decided and announced this increase of the defense spending. So I think we don't have any other choice. But indeed, in parallel, the current government had made proposal to address the issue of the debt and of the deficit, which is key for our sovereignty. So I trust the government to make the right decision for that.
The EU budget is obviously a big issue at the moment, and you were a negotiator for the current EU budget, 21 to 2027. The Commission has presented its proposal now for the next seven-year budget. What priorities do you have for that budget, and are they being met, actually, in this proposal?
So we want to have a strong competitiveness farm to support our industries and our competitiveness. We want also to have this European preference with local content. So that are key demands from the Renew Group. We also want a strong commitment vis-à-vis the rule of law, especially with the smart conditionality, which means very concretely no euro for autocrats and people and government who don't respect our common rules. But on the ground, the mayors, the NGOs should still benefit from the money.
Yeah, so this is targeted sanctions against governments, not more general punishment. Okay. You, of course, spent quite a bit of time with Ursula von der Leyen one-to-one saying, you know, these are the things that you have to do really to ensure the continued support of Renew going forward. What does she actually have to do by the time of the State of the Union address to have your support?
I asked her very clearly, her but also Manfred Weber, the president of the EPP group in the European Parliament. I want strong commitments on common policies. And I want a better cooperation, both between the Commission and the European Parliament, and also within the European Parliament between EPP and the pro-European groups, which is not the case yet. So I'm waiting for strong commitment. Otherwise, we'll have to take decisions.
What could that decision be? I mean, would you actually withdraw from the coalition? Can you see a scenario?
This could be the scenario. If we don't have any strong commitment, any willingness from the EPP group that they want to work together with the pro-European agenda, if we don't have any commitment on the policy from Ursula von der Leyen, of course, we will have to take also decision. It could be, indeed, not to take part anymore to this coalition.
And Manfred Weber, who you mentioned, he sort of fired back with some statistics at you, saying that his group has sided with other members of the pro-European coalition in 86.6% of votes over the last year. In other words, there's no alliance with the far right. That's what he repeats anyway.
He uses these figures, but when you look at the most important file in the European Parliament, I can give you a lot of example when they decided consensually to make deal with the far right. So I'm calling the EPP leadership, the EPP group, to come back to a pro-European majority in this European Parliament. That is key for to address the challenge we face.
So what's the bottom line for you, that the EPP should not vote in any vote at all with the Patriots, for example?
We should at least, in the European Parliament, we had a tradition, which is the cordon sanitaire. Just with the principle, we are the pro-European group and the far right just want to kill Europe. So we don't have at all the same agenda. Now what I'm asking to Ursula von der Leyen and to Manfred Weber is just to have a pro-European agenda to deliver for our citizens. And when you look at this pro-European agenda, nothing can be achieved with the far right, because the far right just want to undermine Europe.
And on that pro-European agenda, you said that you found the European Commission's decision to withdraw its anti-greenwashing rules disgraceful. Now the Commission says actually it's not really withdrawing the directive, but it's going to change the text or something. What's your response to that?
That was a huge problem, because the Commission, now they said we didn't really want it to withdraw it, but they wanted, they intend, it has a public expression from the Commission saying that they wanted to withdraw it after a request from the EPP and from the far right. This is not fair, this is not respectful of the institutional process, because this file was in trilogue at the end of the negotiation process between the Parliament and the Member States. So no, this is not acceptable that she answered to a request from some group in the European Parliament and not respectful of our institutional process. What I said to the EPP, let's continue the negotiation, and then after the negotiation is finished, you will take your responsibility.
Yeah.
But both EPP and the Commission made another decision.
One thing that the EPP and groups further to the right want is a harder line on migration. And you have warned against a kind of à la carte approach to migration. And also, I believe your group, Renew, is worried about a list of so-called safe countries for migrants to be returned to.
Yes, indeed, we are very alert and cautious with that. So we will go into the details because this third safe country, we have serious doubt about this safety issue in this country, in some of the country. Yeah.
Just on one final element, an investigation has been launched into the alleged misuse of EU funds by a far-right group that used to be known as Identity and Democracy. And now in France, the judiciary there is probing the finances of the National Rally in the election campaigns of 2022 and 2024, although no charges have been filed. We should make that clear. What's your perspective on all of these developments?
We have rules in the European Parliament. Everybody, every group has to respect these rules, so the justice has to make it work.
Of course, the far right beat your group in the European election at the time, Besoin d'Europe, or the Need for Europe. What have your reflections been over the past year on why you lost votes, why the centre lost votes? Because I think you've got a seminar in Tallinn in September where you're going to be thinking about these kind of big questions and strategy.
Indeed, that is key for our renew family, but also for Europe. So we should identify the reasons why Europeans want to trust the far right. So of course we should find solution, concrete solution for real problem to the citizens and to the Europeans. I'm fully convinced that Europe is the right way to do so. If you look, if you listen to the far right, it's only nationalism. So they pretend they will protect people with nationalism in the world we know, with the challenges we face today. No, it's impossible. We will be stronger with 27 countries. But indeed, we need to address the right thing: competitiveness, growth, jobs, illegal migration too. So we'll have all this issue on the table, of course.
We'll have to stop there. Thank you so much for being my guest, Valérie Ayer, head of the Renew group here in the European Parliament. That's all for this edition of Talking Europe. Glad you could join us.